If you have any questions, just ask, and I'll do my best to answer for you.
At a recent open house held by the New History Museum in the town of Bismarck, population 579, Roberta Finney Bodine gazed at an old photograph of downtown Bismarck, one that brought back memories. Visible in the photo was a building on the corner of Holloway and Market Streets, where Roberta says her father, John Finney, opened Finney's IGA Fine Foods back in 1952.
And we had a grand opening, and it was so crowded at the grocery store. And people would go to Danville, and then they would come back to my dad's grocery store to buy their groceries on Saturday because he cut fresh meat. That was his selling point.
It's memories like these that the Newell Township Historical Society wants to preserve with its new history museum. The building on North Road near the Bismarck Henning Grade School that houses the museum has some memories itself. A century ago, it was the Farmers and Merchants Bank of Bismarck. The building is being renovated to evoke that part of its history.
You know, this bank was started because, you know, it's a farming community, and they knew they needed to have source of funds, so some men got together and pooled their money together and started the bank.
That's Janet Moss, president of the Newell Township Historical Society. Besides the town of Bismarck, Newell Township includes the northern tip of Danville, the Vermilion Regional Airport, and the Turtle Run Golf Club, all relatively new developments. Janet Moss is a relative newcomer as well, but her husband comes from an old Newell Township family that was one of the first settlers of Bismarck, a farming community founded in the 1870s when the railroad came through.
And it's still a farming community. Pretty close-knit. I mean, there's a lot of it's expanded out into the countryside a lot, like a lot of small towns, but there's a lot of the original families still here.
Descendants of those original families formed the Newell Township Historical Society in 1973, following the town's centennial. And their long-range goal has been to open a history museum. Historical Society Vice President Rick Moss, another direct descendant of early township settlers and a distant relative of Janet Moss, says they've been working on the old bank building for a while and hope it can become a community educational tool.
The main thing that we want to do is get involved with the school, the grade school especially, to use it as a tool to influence the children to learn about their history in this town and to carry it on for generation after generation, to keep the spirit of Bismarck alive.
The building, which has served several purposes over the years, has been renovated to look like it might have appeared during its banking years in the first quarter of the 20th century. At the open house, it was still pretty bare. There was the bank's old cashier's window, retrieved from the second location it moved to in the 1920s, and some posters and photographs, including the one that jogged Roberta Finney Bodine's memory. Mrs. Bodine, who turned 77 the day after her visit, says the spirit of Bismarck remains essentially the same today, even though many of its businesses have closed or moved away.
You can't even buy gas in Bismarck now. But we do have a little grocery store that you can run in and out of. Other than that, the schools are wonderful, and it's still a very good place to bring up a family here in Bismarck.
Rick Moss and Janet Moss say the Newell Township Historical Society will be moving more examples of the area's history into the Farmers and Merchants Bank building, including ones they still hope to receive from area residents. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.